Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, as we continue to talk about God's news behind the news, I want to share with you an update. You may or may not know, guys, you may not know, but Iran has just elected a new president, Ahmed, who said the Holocaust never existed, who has said he wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. He is no longer the president of Iran. No longer. Gone. Removed. But there is a new president. And we want to listen up to what CBN is reporting about it and what that means in the future.
Historic, the Islamic Republic of Iran has a new president. Hello, everyone. I'm George Thomas.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. After 8 turbulent years under Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Iran has a new president. His name is Sayed Hassan Rouhani. But who is he? And does he represent the change the West is hoping for? Here's Chris Mitchell from Jerusalem.
Iran's new leader is Western-educated, speaks 6 languages, with a long resume in Iran's Islamic Revolution. Unlike the abrasive Ahmadinejad, he presents a softer image. His election led some Western leaders and media to brand Iran's new president a moderate who can change Iran.
Nothing is going to change.
Hebrew University professor Moshe Sharon says Rouhani differs from Ahmadinejad in style, but not in substance.
You should expect in the coming few months some kind of an overture by this nice-looking man. He's got a fatherly face, speaks the right language, speaks the language which he knows that the West wants to hear, while exactly continuing with the plan of Iran to enrich uranium.
He's a clergy, as I said. He's a Hojatul Islam wal Muslimin, which is a high degree of clergy, not Ayatollah, but pretty high in the ranks of Shiite Islam.
Iranian expert Tamar Gindan says a cartoon posted on Facebook shows the essence of Rouhani's election, where he's shown painting a beautiful Iranian missile.
It looks much better, but it's still a missile. And he said himself that they're not going to stop the centrifuges.
While the president is the face of Iran, the real power lies with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei.
Don't think that Rouhani is going to develop his own policy. There's not going to be such a thing. He's going to present a policy which is going to continue to be created by the Supreme Leader.
Those policies include Iran's nuclear program, its support of Syria, and an alliance with Russia. Rouhani also has a long history in a regime that persecutes Christians, tortures dissidents, and built the world's largest terror network. While the West takes stock of Iran's new president, both Gindan and Sharon say the centrifuges will keep spinning while Iran draws closer to a nuclear bomb.
The danger is that because he's nicer, he can buy more time. And then it might be too late.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Joining us now is David Yegnazar of Elam Ministries. David, great to have you back on the show. Let me ask you, Rouhani's election, do you see this as a positive development for Christians? And if so, why?
Well, I would say that the election of Rouhani as the president could be reason for some cautious optimism for Christians. And that's not because he is a reformer who wants to change the Islamic Republic, but because he is a pragmatist who realizes he needs to do a deal with the West in order to lift some of the sanctions that have hurt Iran.
Do you think that pragmatism could work out badly also for Christians?
The reality is, even if the pressure is lifted, Christians will continue to be monitored, they'll be continued to be observed by the government, and they will live with the pressure that any time persecution could come back. And so it's important for us to continue to pray. This is certainly nothing has changed, and it won't change overnight. There could be some better days ahead, but at the same time, the fundamental system is not going to change, and Christians will live with the knowledge that pressure could come back at any time. Persecution could come back at any time.
In 2005, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad began his term as president by cracking down on Christians. 8 years later, what has been his legacy as it relates to the underground church in Iran?
Under President Ahmadinejad's governance, the church has certainly suffered more. Hundreds have been arrested. People are still in prison. Some have been suffering greatly for a long time in prison. At the same time, the church has grown. So most Iranian Christians, of course, will look at the hardship, but really look to the fact that over the last 8 years, the church has grown. And whatever they did to try and put pressure on the church to make it go away and to stop the activities and to stop people turning to Christ has not worked. In fact, more people are coming to Christ now every year than when President Ahmadinejad first came to power. So they need to realize that persecution will not stop the church growing.
However, David, we learned this week that several house church Christians have been sentenced to jail. Might that be a sign of Rouhani's strategy or what's going on here?
I don't think that has anything to do necessarily with Rouhani. I think that was just something that was in the pipeline beforehand, though I don't know the exact details on that. But we are hopeful that there will be some lighter days for the church. But at the same time, we understand that that doesn't mean that fundamentally things are going to change under this regime.
Just before the election, the state told the Assembly of Church God in Tehran to close its doors. Do you have an update on their situation for us, David?
Well, it's a sad situation that basically because this church, the Central Assemblies of God Church in Tehran, has its services in Persian, they have been told to cease their activities. As far as I know, that hasn't changed. We need to continue to pray for Pastor Asserian, who's in prison, one of the leaders of that church who was arrested, and the members, the congregants of that church, who are still without a church building to go to. But what we do know is that they will continue to meet together in their homes because that's their right to worship the Lord and to practice their faith.
David Yegnazar, great thank ministry, you. Elam Ministries, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast.
Powerful. Powerful, because what you're looking at right now, even though Ahmadinejad is out and there's a new president in. His name is Rouhani.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the style may be a little bit different, make no mistake about it, the message is still the same, and they still want to see the annihilation of Israel. And this new particular president, as they're saying, is, has a more Western appeal. They're going to package the message a little bit nicer.
Right.
But at the same time, at least with Ahmadinejad,
you knew what he was.
You knew what he was. He told you what he wanted to do. He already told you. But now, it's just a way to make it a little bit more palatable. The truth is that we need to continue to stand with Israel more than ever. And you still have all the persecution that's happened. Listen, this new president, Hassan Rouhani, CBN is reporting that he was actually involved. He was the one that approved a 1994 terror attack on a Jewish community in Buenos Aires. And this is not good. You know what I'm saying? He approved a terror attack on a Jewish community. And this has been proven. This has already been shared on the news. And one of the spokesmen, a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, said that Rouhani played a major role, and this is what he says. He's quoted as saying this: nothing in Rouhani's background would suggest to you he has any moral qualms about bombing the enemies of the Islamic Republic. And make no mistake about it, they consider Israel an enemy. They consider Israel an enemy. Iran still has close ties with Syria and with Russia. And basically anyone right now that would want to knock Israel off. And it's so important. It's so important that we maintain our support for Israel. We're going to be able to share more about what's happening in Israel, more about what's happening all over the Middle East. And we're going to talk about how we can protect the apple of God's eye. God is on the throne. God is on the throne, and we want to make sure about this. In fact, when you look at Israel right now, to the left of Israel, to the bottom of Israel, you have Egypt, and they share a border. To the northern part of Israel, you have Syria. To the right, and above that, there's Turkey. To the right, there's Iraq. And then a little bit past Iraq, you have Iran. Israel is completely, completely surrounded by its enemies. And make no mistake about it, they are definitely set to have this nuclear bomb. Listen, there is a civil war going on in Syria, if you haven't heard. 93,000 people have been killed. There's chemical weapons that Assad has, the president of Syria. And now you have missiles that have been being brought from Russia. The United States gave Turkey some missiles. You have Egypt, the United States has given Abram tanks. Listen, can any of these weaponry be used against Israel? Listen, if it gets into the wrong hands, they will. Don't be fooled. The message remains the same. And that is, listen, get rid of Israel. Mm-hmm. Continue to produce nuclear weapons. And package our message in a way that the West, that's us, the United States, buys into what they're doing. Let me tell you something, that every country needs to be put on notice. You can't mess with the apple of God's eye. And even last night, rockets from Gaza were raining in Israel. The Jerusalem Post shares that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday warned Palestinians in the Hamas-led Gaza Strip that Israel would continue to act militarily against elements who launch missiles and rockets at the country's population centers. Listen, this can no longer continue to happen. They launched 6 rockets, and it's like, are you for real? Do you know how big the Gaza Strip is? It's like, you understand that they keep picking a fight. Mm-hmm. They keep picking a fight. And as I was thinking about this morning, you know, thinking, catch a clue. When you see that every nation around the Middle East is pointing their finger at Israel and wanting to create trouble, and yet you see all these terroristic attacks from all these other countries. What, have you ever seen a terrorist attack from Israel? You don't see Israel picking fights, starting no trouble. Uh-uh. They're continually defending themselves. Listen, the average person without any spiritual inclination, discernment, anything, can see something is wrong here. Uh-huh. And this is what Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, is quoted as saying. He says, "We have acted and will continue to act against threats that are near and far. I believe that the Jews must be able to defend themselves by themselves and to act with determination against any enemy that tries to harm us." And that statement is so important, defend themselves by themselves, because Israel does not need to put their future in the hands of any country, even the United States.
That's right.
What's happening with this administration, I never thought that we'd have an administration that wouldn't be 100% supportive of Israel in every way, and not just in rhetoric, not just in words, but in real action. And this is you know, disheartening, but I'll tell you what, not only will Israel defend themselves, but there is one who is zealous for Zion. There is one who sees Israel as the apple of his eye. Nations of the world, be on notice. If you mess with the apple of God's eye, God will mess with you. And we're coming to a point in time where, listen, it's all going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. That enough is enough. And when you see God start responding, when you see things happening, catch a clue. The Middle East is a cup of trembling, and at any moment, we can be brought into a world war. I mean, you have major powers around the world that are supporting, especially as a result of Syria. And we talked on BFN Radio how Syria is Syria the next tipping point. Mm-hmm. You have refugees that are racing out of that country, racing. They're spilling over. Mm-hmm. The King of Jordan says they have enough refugees that if you were taking that same percentage and put that percentage of refugees based upon their population and you matched it over to the United States, it'd be the equivalent. This is what the King of Jordan said. It'd be equivalent of us having 30 million refugees in our country.
Wow.
And they were even talked about how even they may be wanting to send some refugees here. Listen, this is serious. And you have enemies that are fighting against each other that are united in one goal. And that is the destruction of Israel. But can I tell you that Israel will stand? Can I tell you that the persecuted church will continue to move forward and advance God's kingdom? You can't snuff out what is God's. And God won't let it go out. Because there's one who is zealous. One who is zealous for Zion. And I came across this song by Misty Edwards that I want us to listen to. Because it talks about how God is for Israel. Listen up. Nations of the world, listen.
I am zealous for Zion. I am jealous for Jerusalem. I am zealous for Zion. I am jealous for Jerusalem. I am zealous for Zion.
He who never sleeps, never slumbers. Watches over Israel. Nations of the world, listen.
Touches the apple of my eye. He who touches her touches the apple of my eye. I'll never change. To what other nation have I attached my name? To what other ground have I staked my claim? I am the God of Israel. I am that I am, and I never change. Change, no, I never change. Oh, you nations all around Jerusalem, all the nations that surround, all the nations all around Jerusalem, all around. Listen, all across the Middle East, he never changes, he never slumbers or sleeps. And you can't change his mind, even if you try a thousand times.
Listen.
He has said it, and he will never, never change. He has set his king, and he will not be denied. Listen, all across Iraq, in Iran, all across the Middle East, all around Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Listen, O Egypt, listen, O Egypt. I am zealous for Zion. I am that I am, and I never change. I am the God of Israel. It's who I am. Apple of my eye, all across Europe, all across Asia, he who touches her touches the apple of my eye. Listen, O America, he who touches her touches the apple of my eye. I am that I am that I am. I am that I am. To what other nation have I attached my name? To what other ground have I staked my claim? I will not change. No, 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 no. Ooh.
For Israel, we will cry out and stand with the God who has healed. For Israel, we will cry out and stand with the God who has healed.
Is he who touches her, Israel, touches the apple of my eye.
Who will stand? Who will cry out with a God who has zeal for Israel? Psalms 121 verse 4 says, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Let me tell you that God is watching over Israel. And the nations of the world must be put on notice when you mess with the apple of God's eye. You know what the apple of the eye means? Your eye instinctively responds to anything that remotely comes near it. Your eyelashes, they're not for decoration. They're to protect your eye from garbage or anything to fall into it, because your eye is very sensitive. Nothing can touch the eye without causing it damage. Mm-hmm. And yet instantly that your eye is designed that reflectively, that an instant something's about to enter it, it closes shut, it protects itself, and your lashes are like barriers to protect the sensitivity of your eyes. You understand that if you go around close to Israel, that God is sensitive about Israel, and if you put your finger anywhere near it, it may not come back. Mm. It's time. Israel must be protected. And God is calling out for those who will stand with him, for the one who is zealous for Zion. It's time for the church to arise. It's time for Americans in this country to arise and say that we will stand. We will stand with Israel. In all your praying, continue to pray for the Israelis. Continue to pray for the Christians that are being persecuted in Syria. Continue to pray for the Christians that are being persecuted in Iran, that are in prison. Evan prison, like Pastor Saeed and Pastor Yusuf, that was released. Continue to pray for the Egyptian Christians that are being persecuted. Let me tell you something, that the church of God will not be snuffed out. And God will continue to fan that flame. He will continue to fan that flame. In fact, we heard reports even last week on VFN radio that although our Iran has promoted a movie to accelerate and rally their people, to rally them to embrace what they believe is their Mahdi, their Messiah, Islamic Messiah, and is calling for millions of martyrs to give their lives for the killing of who? What? Jews. Let me tell you, church, that as Israel goes, so does the church. We want to make sure that we're not falling asleep on our watch.
That's right.
That we serve our generation well. And that we don't go to sleep while the enemies of Israel, the enemies of God, are creeping in and are launching an attack. Mm-hmm. It's time. Like never before, to stand.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.